722. We're joined by Gary Rabine, Republican gubernatorial president. Gary, how are you this morning?
I'm doing spectacular, Tom. Thanks for having me.
You know, a week ago today, there were two candidates that were stopped from joining the ballot for the gubernatorial run. I had not even heard their names until last week. They had problems with their petition, but can you imagine a field with seven?
You know what? Let them all come on. We've got some people that are Democrats in this race. We've got some really good people in the race as well. We've got to cut through all the garbage and really find the person that can handle turn the state around. And I'm confident I'm the guy that can do that.
You know, one of the things that I think about quite a bit when you've got all these things out here, when you've got this many people in a race, five. You get unexpected outcomes, and that's one of the things that concerns me in the upcoming primary. I mean, it's kind of a scrum, and sometimes you never know how the ball will flop.
You know what? We've got a couple of Democrats in this race, and I think it's evident. If anybody looks at their history, they've voted almost all Democrat in the past. So we really got three people in this race that are real Republicans, right? Maybe four, we could say. So I guess. You know, if people just scrub out the Democrats, we're probably three or four. Now look at who actually has turned anything around or built a business and turned anything around. We've got one, and that's me.
All right, so how do you plan on breaking out? How do you let people know what you want to do? How do you break out a pack when you've got really got two or three people screaming at each other? How do you get over that and share your plan?
Yeah, so I got to tell you, I mean, we've got to call out what's going on here. We've got currently $500 billion of pension debt right now. We've got 122,000 people left our state last year. It's going to take somebody to understand budgets, understands contracts and negotiations, and how to turn things around. And I'm the only person in this race that's ever done anything like that on a business scale year after year. That's what we've done. We've built and turned around businesses for 40 years. I get it. And if we don't have that, we got nothing. If we have anybody that understands how to lower our taxes so people stay in Illinois, we have people that understand how to lower our regulatory environment so people stay in Illinois, we got no chance.
All right, Gary, here's the problem. You just outlined very practical, very realistic things. Ideology very often ignores the practical, the real, the common sense solutions. Ideology, says, no, we do need to keep spending on these programs. So is that really the fight, is ideology?
You know what it is? It is. We're fighting a history of always increasing taxes, always increasing regulations on small businesses, never changing, never going on a diet on either one of those two things, right? We're the only state in the country like that, besides maybe New Jersey and California. And I got to tell you, that's a recipe for disaster. And we're heading for a crash within the next, seven to 10 years, a crash in our economy if we don't turn this around. So again, it's not that difficult. It's saying, how do we become competitive with property tax? How do we become competitive when it comes to regulatory environment? And it's all right there in black and white. It's not difficult to see. Now to get competitive, you'll have to do a lot of adjusting and belt tightening when it comes to our pension, when it comes to 7,000 units of government, and these things, right? But it's going to take a governor with courage that's not bought by any of these unions, any of these special interests. And I'm the only one in this race, I can tell you, that can't be bought.
You know, what's interesting is you look at the numbers for us here in the Midwest. Unemployment is a good example. One of the highest numbers above the national average. But that goes unspoken of. I mean, people, everybody talks about the economic recovery. Well, we're not recovering in many respects. And even yesterday, we're dealing with the teacher shortage. And they're saying this will fix it. They reduce costs. Prices are really high, so we'll drop the taxes. Well, if you can afford to do that, it should have been done before the dire days arrived.
Well, you mentioned one thing that's so important. Okay, we really messed up. Our governor was one of the worst governors in the country through COVID. Okay, he talked about saving lives, and whether he believed it or he just wanted control, we had 700 days of executive order. Okay, over 700 days. What was the result? With all the draconian measures he took, okay, what happened? We currently have highest unemployment in the Midwest. Okay, about 140,000 or 150,000 people out of work today in Illinois, more than our surrounding states per capita. Okay, when it comes to our health, We're average in the country. When it comes to the health of the economy, we're one of the worst in the country, okay? So he failed miserably by just thinking about health, by thinking about lives, but not thinking about livelihoods, right? So we're in a position now where our economy is one of the worst in the country, and our health was no better. We're like average in the country when it comes to people that died of COVID or got sick from COVID, right? So we're a mess, and this governor had no collaboration with real people that we're making the right moves across our country.
All right, so let's take a look at just average person goes to work every day. They get to the end of the week. They get on Friday. They look at their pay stub. All right, and see, just for the sake here, we'll just say rule of thumb, 20% goes to the federal government. Is that a good rule of thumb, Gary?
Yeah, in Illinois, it's federal government.
Federal government. All right, and so we'll take a look at Illinois, one of the more, it's not by an official government entity, but Wallet Hub did a survey saying Illinois pays 15.01 or 15.707 state and local taxes. So that brings you
the highest in the country also.
All right, so that brings you to 35% of your paycheck is done. It's taxes. It's out the door. When is too much? What is the number where that's too much? What's that number, Gary?
So we're already way past too much, okay? We have to be competitive again. Competitive is 8 or 9%. Of our taxes for the state, not 15%. That's competitive. That's what's going to keep people here. Because Tom, if you look at people, the people that make, you know, 100,000 or more are the ones leaving because they're at 30%. People that are 200,000 or more are at 35% federal government, right? 35%. So guess what? They're at 50% now with Illinois taxes, right? So those are the people that are leaving first, and they're gutting us of our biggest tax revenues.
You know, it's interesting because we were talking about some of these revenues, and one of my relatives is over in southeastern Illinois, had gone across the river to buy gas, and he says, you know, it's amazing what you see just going across, save a buck by crossing over the river. I mean, the gas taxes and just one way of looking at this. Hey, before I let you go, and I've read this in particular over the last 2 weeks, it seems that this, you know, that people who write news stories want to define this election by money. But if these issues exist, this ideology issue, the tax issues that you and I just talked about, I find it very hard for me to swallow that this election is solely defined by money when we have so many important issues in the state of Illinois. I mean, what's your feeling in how money is defined, used in the elections? I mean, is money the defining factor, Gary?
You know what, we need a lot. Unfortunately, in Illinois, it does take a lot of money, but you don't have to have the most money. We know this across the country. People have run with 30, 40 million in a primary and lost across our country. We're gonna have a couple people in this primary. Mark my words, they're gonna spend 15 to 25 million in this primary, and they're gonna lose. Okay, because I'm gonna win, and I'm not gonna spend that much. I'm gonna have to spend a lot of money for me, right? But it's my own money. It's my friend's money. I don't have any billionaire interest money. Not that I haven't tried to get some billionaires to get behind me, but my message of common sense and can't be bought isn't working for the billionaires that I know in Illinois. All right, but here's the thing: 122,000 people left last year. That's about $7 billion. The number's not in yet, but it's about $7 billion in my estimation of taxable income. Okay, that means there's over a billion, 15%, that's over $1 billion of taxes that left last year, and almost $1 billion the year before. We need more taxpayers in Illinois. We don't need more taxes. And these son of a guns, that's all they can think about is taxing more.
Gary Raybon. Hey, Gary, I found the prices just here in southern Illinois, in Shawneetown, not very far from the river in southeastern Illinois. Gas is $4.29 a gallon. You go drive across the bridge in Shawneetown, you go to Kentucky, it's $3.79 a gallon. I think that's a good example because I was talking to some people at the gas station and they were ticked off yesterday. And we were talking about this number and they looked at me and said, that's not the price of gas. That's the tax of being in Illinois. That's not the price of gas. It was interesting. One guy was very forthright on that. That's not the price. That's how much we pay for taxes.
Tom, what we need to start calling is tax theft, and we need to go after this government. It's tax theft. When you have that much more cost in gas tax, when you have this much more cost in property tax, as much as triple the property tax on one side of the border as the other, when it comes to the percentage of the value, we're at 3-4% where I live. Across the border is 1.5% in Wisconsin. In Indiana, it's 1%. In Iowa, it's 1.5%, right? So again, we have as much as triple the property tax as our neighbors. That's tax theft. When you look at regulation on business, we've got double to triple the cost in workers' compensation and regulation in business in Illinois. Okay, that's theft again. We're stealing from Illinois property owners and business owners and people that own cars that they have to pump their own gas, right? I mean, and so we've got to stop it. We've got to call it tax theft and not call it taxes anymore.
Gary Rabine, gubernatorial candidate, Republican ticket, 732.